إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا شريك له في ربوبيته وألوهيته وأسمائه وصفاته وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى خلفاء الراشدين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين وعلى كل من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we thank Him, we glorify Him, we seek His help and aid, and we ask Allah to forgive us. We ask Allah to protect us. We ask Allah to keep us rightly guided. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our own selves and from the sins that we commit. Indeed, whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide. And whoever He causes to go astray, there is none who can guide. We testify that there is none deserves to be worshipped except Allah. And we testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and messenger. Verily, the best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of religious matters are those that are innovated. And every religious innovation is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a misguidance. And every misguidance will be in the fire of hell. وَيَّذَ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the fire of hell. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Ibadullah, slaves of Allah, a human being is made up of body and soul. While the body and the soul are joined in the mother's womb before birth, they are separated from each other at the time of death. This phenomenon of separation of body and soul takes place daily during our sleep, when the soul is temporarily removed from the body, even though we are not dead. We experience what is called minor death every day. Every day we wake up from our sleep, and this phenomenon continues until our appointed time comes, when we will permanently depart from the present world to the world of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha, that it is Allah who takes away the souls of people upon their death and the souls of the living during their sleep. And Allah continues, fayumsiku allati qada 'alayha al-maut wa yursilu ukhra ila ajalin musamma, that He then keeps those for whom He had decreed death and restores the souls of others for an appointed term. And then Allah continues, inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmin yatafakkarun, that these are certainly signs for those who reflect. Taking the souls during sleep implies the suspension of the powers of feeling and consciousness and understanding and will. And we must realize that life and death
entirely in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is guaranteed to get up alive in the morning when he goes to sleep at night. And no one knows what disaster would befall him within a moment, and whether the next moment would be the moment of life or the moment of death. At any time while asleep or awake, in the house or outside, some unforeseen calamity from inside one's body or outside of the body can suddenly cause one's death. Therefore, being so helpless, it is foolish for man to neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is foolish for man to turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My khutbah today, inshallah, is on the topic of barzakh. The literal meaning of the Arabic word barzakh is barrier between two things. So it means a barrier between two things. It is the intermediary period between the two worlds, the present world and the world of the hereafter. And barzakh starts with the extraction of the soul from the body. And when it ends, when the final trumpet is blown, and when we are all resurrected. So it ends with the resurrection on the day of judgment. The state of the dead person in the world of the barzakh is similar to our experience of having a pleasant dream or a nightmare while we sleep. The Quran describes the concept of the barzakh in relation to those who have been heedless during this worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمْ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ رُجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Until death comes to one of them, and he says, my Lord, send me back so that I may do good in that which I have left behind. And then Allah continues, Kalla, innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha, wa min waraihim barzakhun ila yawmi yub'athun. That no, it is but a word he is speaking, and there is a barrier, barzakh, to prevent them from going back until the day that they are all resurrected. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, what happens to the person when his soul is extracted? And what happens to him when he is buried in his grave? These are from the knowledge of the unseen, ilmul ghaib. And we learn this from Quran, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this knowledge is part of our iman, part of our iman system, our faith, our belief in the unseen. So during a sinful person's dying moments, he wishes that death was delayed, so that if he was a non-Muslim, he would become a Muslim. And if he was a bad Muslim, meaning a Muslim who doesn't uphold his religion, then he would wish and he would pray that he would make repentance and he would be a better Muslim. So my brothers and my sisters, our bodies return to the same source they came from, the earth. Our bodies will eventually decay, decompose, return to dust, while our souls, they remain. The souls await the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ وَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارِ. That Allah says, repentance is not for those who continue to do evil until death comes to them. And death confronts them, and then they want to make tawbah, like Pharaoh. And repentance is not for those who die this believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of death. So iman and faith or belief is not accepted from anyone at the time of death. Repentance is useless as long as the person has started to experience the death rattle. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in a hadith, "Inna Allah azza wa jal yaqbalu tawbat al-abd ma lam yughargir." That verily Allah azza wa jal, He accepts the repentance from the slave as long as the death rattle has not yet began. Meaning, as long as the soul is not leaving the body. As long as the soul doesn't reach the throat. Repentance, the door of repentance is closed when the soul reaches the throat. So, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, one may wonder what happens to the soul at the time of death. The Quran tells us, إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرَّتُونَ. That when death overtakes any of you, our messengers take his soul, and they never fail in their duty. The souls of the wicked will be harshly extracted, while the soul of the pious, the soul of the righteous, will be taken out gently. And taking an oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى. By the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, by the angels who forcefully pull out the souls of the wicked. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَى. And by the angels who gently take out the souls of the righteous. So we are told that at the time of death, the unseen world becomes visible. So at the time of death, the unseen world becomes visible. The veil is removed from your eyes, and the unseen world becomes visible. Allah told us, لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد. That certainly you were heedless of this, but now we have removed from you your veil, so your sight today is very sharp. So now you could see everything. So this phenomenon is similar to one who is asleep and dreaming, and the dream ends upon waking up. Similarly, when the eyes closes for good, one's dream world ends, and the state of wakefulness begins. So at that time, one is able to recognize the realities of the hereafter. So Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said that people are asleep, but when they die, they will wake up. People are asleep, but when they die, that's when they wake up. That's when reality strikes. That's when you see everything. The veil is removed from the eyes, and you could see everything. So no one has claimed to have risen from the grave and shared their experience with us. The knowledge of the supernatural realm is confined only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through revelation and inspiration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings to us the news of that domain. And we have a complete account from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the journey of the soul and the reality of the grave, given in a very long hadith, which we don't have all the time today on this khutbah. But in brief, the message of the hadith is that a good soul comes out of the body with ease, while an evil soul which resists leaving the body is taken out harshly by the angel of death. So the two types of souls are accordingly honored or dishonored in their respective journeys to the hereafter. Then there is a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. And the dua is, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. That, oh Allah, make my accounting, make my hisab, make my accounting easy for me. So the grave or the barzakh is the first station in our journey towards eternal life, my brothers and my sisters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed the grave is the first station of the hereafter. And whoever is successful then, what comes after will be easy for him. And whoever fails, there is only hardship ahead of him. So when a believer is about to depart this world, the angels with white faces descend from the heavens and say, O peaceful soul, come out to forgiveness from Allah and His pleasure. And the believer will look forward to meeting his Creator. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, when the time of death of a believer approaches, he receives the good news of Allah's pleasure with him and his blessings upon him. And so at that time, nothing is dearer to him than what lies ahead of him. He therefore loves to meet Allah, and Allah loves meeting with him. Hadith reported in Sahih Bukhari. So the soul peacefully leaves the body like a drop of water which emerges from a water skin, and the angels take hold of it. The angels gently extract it, saying, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abashiru bil jannah allati kuntum tu'adun. That do not fear and do not grieve, but receive glad tidings of paradise which you were promised. And then Allah continues by telling us, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. That we were your allies, that's the angels, that we were your allies in the worldly life and our soul in the hereafter, and you will have therein whatever your souls desire, and you will have therein whatever you request or wish as a hospitality from the forgiving, the merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once the soul is extracted from the body, the angels wrap the soul in a shroud smelling of musk and ascend to the heavens. As the gates of the heavens are open for the soul, the angels greet it by saying, the angels would welcome the soul and would say, a good soul has come from the earth. May Allah bless you and the body you used to dwell in. Introducing it with the best names it was called in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then commands His book to be recorded, and the soul is returned back to earth. So the book is recorded in Illin or Sijjin. And the soul then remains in a place of waiting in its grave called the Barzakh, awaiting the day of judgment. And then two fearsome angels, dread-inspiring angels called Munkar and Nakir, visit the soul to ask it about its religion, about its God, about its prophet. And the believing soul sits upright in the grave as Allah grants it the strength to answer the angels with full faith and certainty. And Munkar and Nakir ask, Ma dinuk, what is your religion? The believing soul says, Islam dini, Islam is my religion. Then Munkar and Nakir ask again, Man rabbuk, who is your Lord? And the believing soul would say, Allah. And then they will ask a third question, Man Nabiyuk, who is your prophet? And or what do you say of this man? And the believing soul will say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when the soul passes the test, a voice from the heavens will cry out, "My slave has spoken the truth. Supply him with furnishes from paradise. Clothe him from paradise and open a gate for him to paradise." The believer's grave is made roomy and spacious and filled with light. And he is shown what would have been his abode in hell had he been a wicked sinner. And before a portal is then opened for him every morning and every evening, where he is shown his actual home in paradise. So excited and full of joy and anticipation, the believer will keep saying, will keep asking, "When will the hour come? When will the day of judgment come? When will the resurrection come?" Until he is told to calm down. So my brothers and my sisters, these are the situation for the believing soul. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اما بعد. O Muslims, while burying our dead, a Muslim remembers and recites the verses of the Quran. منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. That from it, the earth, we created you. Unto it we shall return you, and from it we shall raise you once again. So the believing souls will enjoy the comfort of their grave, anxious to be raised and admitted to their final abode that is beyond description. And we learn from the Hadith Qudsi that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah said, "I have prepared for my righteous servants what no eyes have seen and no ears have heard and no hearts have conceived." So the disbelieving soul, on the other hand, will be tormented in the graves. The punishment in the grave is so real that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he sought refuge in Allah from the torment of the grave. And he used to make this dua. And he taught us this dua that we should all make it, especially at the end of our salah. We should all learn this. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azab al-qabr wa azab al-nar wa min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat wa min fitnati shar wa min sharri fitnati al-masih ad-dajjal. That, O Allah, I seek your protection from the punishment of the grave and from the punishment of the fire and from the trials of life and death and from the evil trials of Dajjal. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Amen. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us so that we could have light in our grave, spaciousness in our grave, and we could have the sweet smell of Jannah in our graves. So my brothers and my sisters, we should also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a good ending. We should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to have a good ending. And we should constantly make this dua as well. Allahumma inni as'aluka husna al-khatima. O Allah, grant me a good ending. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the realization that death can strike us suddenly. O Allah, do not let our death be in a state of sin. O Allah, take away the love of sins from our hearts. and put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Oh Allah, bless us with strong faith and good deeds that are acceptable to you. Oh Allah, make it easy for us to make sincere repentance before death overtake us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا حي يا قيوم وبرحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقيموا الصلاة.